Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. We received the following letter from reader Jeff Heemstra regarding electric vehicles and the money saved by owning one. Carbon taxes encourage societal change. First of all, in my opinion, taxation is a form of theft in our society, which is capitalist. However, money is the biggest motivating factor to get things done. Politically, we see the desired shift to non-fossil vehicles to electric, which has many benefits. However, a better plan would be to continue the shift away from gasoline but also heavily invest in a transit and high-speed rail system. Additionally, more density and walkable and cyclable cities would reduce the need for vehicles. I personally have been driving since I was 16, early 1990s. My first car was a Ford Mustang. I've driven many varieties of cars, including manual transmission as well. I enjoy driving. Since 2018, however, I've moved to fully electric, which is amazing. The instant power, the quiet comfort, the non-polluting of the neighborhoods and schools where kids are dropped off, the ability to charge or fill or up in your garage overnight. Yeah, I'm not going back to gas. My 2022 long-range Model Y gets 525 kilometers to a full charge and I have no problem, even on the coldest days in January, driving from Barrie to downtown Toronto and back and still having hundreds of kilometers range for driving around the Barrie area until my day is done and I back it into the garage and plug it in. Here in Ontario, we benefit from low-cost and stable electricity pricing, largely powered by nuclear, hydro and wind power. Overnight rates by Electra in Barrie are 8.7 cents per kilowatt-hour for evenings and weekends, and holidays. The car can be programmed to charge only after 7 p.m., for example, to take advantage of this. It takes 1 to 4 hours in my garage, typically. If my battery was nearly empty, then the 75 kilowatt-hour battery would cost me about $5.75 to get back up to 525 kilometers. I save about $3,500 per year versus gas, by the way. This stat includes average monthly price per liter and the kilometers driven versus cost of charging, mostly at home. As for gas prices and carbon taxes, while I don't agree with taxation, it definitely works to change the narrative and consumer buying habits. Jeff Heemstra, Barrie.